AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The British people say goodbye to Queen Elizabeth II.
In a country known for pomp and pageantry, the first state funeral since Winston Churchill's was filled with spectacle. 142 Royal Navy sailors drew the gun carriage carrying Elizabeth's coffin to Westminster Abbey, with King Charles III and his sons, Princes William and Harry, walking behind as bagpipers played. During the service, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, said the Queen was a shining example of a Christian life fully lived.
Her late Majesty's example was not set through her position or her ambition, but through whom she followed. I know His Majesty shares the same faith and hope in Jesus Christ as his mother, the same sense of service and duty.
Charles de Ledesma, London.
After the funeral, a procession through the streets of London to a waiting hearse to carry the Queen's coffin to Windsor Castle. There will be another procession at Windsor before the Queen is laid to rest with her late husband, Prince Philip. President Biden has left London following the funeral. UN General Assembly, which has been meeting since last Tuesday, will open its first day of high-level debate tomorrow. President Biden and other heads of state around the world will address the gathering. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says world leaders have to change course on a key issue.
Climate change seems to have moved out of the priorities for many decision makers around the world. And this is a suicide. We see emissions growing, and we see fossil fuels become fashionable again.
This is AP News. Hundreds of people have been rescued from flooding and landslides caused by Hurricane Fiona in Puerto Rico. Power is out to the entire island. Here's the AP's Donna Warder.
City workers in Loíza drove through neighborhoods telling residents to evacuate.
Es momento de desalojar y mover.
Hurricane Fiona unleashed floods and landslides in Puerto Rico, where the governor says the damage is catastrophic, and authorities say the storm is still expected to unleash torrential rains across Puerto Rico today, possibly dumping some 30 inches in the eastern and southern regions. The National Weather Service in San Juan says flooding has reached historic levels. I'm Donna Warder.
A bridge installed after 2017's Hurricane Maria has been washed away by today's storm. No word yet on deaths or injuries. Center of the storm, with top winds of 90 miles an hour over the Dominican Republic, is expected to be back over open water later today. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.